The following program is a production of Holy Spirit Radio.
Welcome to NFP for Life with your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger. Dr. Ruppersberger is a board-certified GYN with an NFP-only practice in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. He and his wife are both certified natural family planning instructors for the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And now here are your hosts for NFP for Life, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to our program, NFP for Life. Betty and I are very happy to be back here with you this month to share some exciting information about a celebration that's coming up in the very near future. In fact, we have quite a few things to celebrate this coming weekend, which Betty will mention, but I would like, as she always does, to invite her to open with a prayer.
Good afternoon, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in honor of Father's Day, this is a Father's prayer. Lord, I need your special care, like your earthly father, Joseph. I want to do God's will, even if I may not always understand. Make me gentle and selfless in the care of my family and children. Help me to guide them in the toils and troubles, the happiness and the wonders of this life. Like my Father in heaven, make me strong in love and forgiveness for those who have entrusted, for those you have entrusted to my care. No one can do these things rightly, Lord, without your constant help and boundless mercy. Be with me always, and may I come to you in heaven, and all my family with me. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there, and happy Father's Day, Les.
Why, thank you very much.
And this is a special weekend for Father's Day, but today also is a special feast day, the feast of our beautiful Sacred Heart of Jesus, and Immaculate Heart of Mary is tomorrow, so we place our trust in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this day and this great feast day.
And we're now, as Betty and I were speaking in the car on the way up here, and we are coming to you live from Holy Spirit Radio. That's WISP, 1570 AM on your dial. And our lines are open. This is a live call-in radio program. And our topic today is to discuss NFP Awareness Week. We actually did our first program on this in 2005, and at that time I announced that we would do this annually because the celebration is annual. And so we're going to go through some information about NFP Awareness Week. We're going to talk about some topics of some things that you can do individually, some things that you can do through your parish that may carry you through the rest of the year. But we would also invite you to call us at our lines at 215-345-1570. And I have several challenges for those who are listening. First, to the priests and the deacons, if you've given a homily on natural family planning ever in your religious life, give us a call at 215-345-1570 and let us know what your feelings are about giving that homily, and if you have any observations about how it was received. On the other hand, if you've not given a homily on NFP at any point in time in your religious life, give us a call and give us some input and feedback as to why not. We would also invite anyone who's ever been in a mass and who's ever heard a homily, which should be millions of people out there, and I know
hopefully
you're all listening, that you give us a call and let us know, A, if you've ever heard a homily and what your impression was of it on natural family planning or contraception or family life, and B, if you haven't heard a homily, what are your feelings about how you would approach hearing one? Would you be open to it? Would you be kind of tentative toward it? Would you rather not have something like that discussed as a topic of a homily during a mass? So we'd like to get some feedback. We'd like to get some information. We'd like to do a mini poll, if we will. We'd like to have at least 10 callers call us. There have to be at least 10 people out there that are listening to the program, and so we would initiate that challenge. It's now 4:07. We'll be on till 5 p.m., and our lines are open, and we'd like to keep our call screener, Patrick, busy and have him run back and forth in and out of the booth. And give us some calls and give us some feedback and let us know what your thoughts and feelings are about that. Natural Family Planning Awareness Week occurs this year. Betty, why don't you tell them the theme and the dates?
Yeah, the Natural Family Awareness Week this week is, this year is, what are the dates on that?
I thought you had them in front of
you. Oh, I don't. But let's say I'm going to tell you what the theme is. Okay. The theme is Life, a Gift of Married Love. And it is being celebrated July 22nd to July 28th. And within that week, we not only have Natural Family Awareness Week, we celebrate Humani Vitae that week, and we also celebrate the feast of St. Anne and St. Joachim, the parents of the Blessed Virgin. And their feast day is July 26th, and Humani Vitae is July 25th. So it's also the feast of St. James the Apostle. And, you know, we're talking about this natural family planning and trying to get priests and deacons to speak about this in a homily. And it is amazing to me because every time we go to like a pre-Cana or something like that, people will always say to me, and I hear this over and over again, how come I never heard this message before? I never heard about NFP. I've never, ever heard it. So this is why we need you, those people out there that are listening today that understand and know what NFP is. We need you to go to your priest and say, people don't know what it is. They've never heard of it. It's up to you as our priest and deacons to speak to our laity and let them know. This isn't anything to be defensive about. It's to be offensive and to be loving and caring and spread the good news of natural family planning, spread the good news of fertility awareness to all the people in our parishes and in our lives. Share it with your children as they, you know, as your children develop, you know, you want to instill in them the beauty of their body and their sexuality and their fertility. And it's not saying that you're giving them, you know, explicit sex education. It's just a loving way of knowing what your body is made for and why God created us. And he created us to procreate in a loving marriage, in a loving relationship. And that's what we want to promote, the family and having loving mothers and fathers and children all together in a loving family. So it's very important that our priests promote this, promote not families, but also natural family planning.
And praise be to God, to the Holy Spirit, that we espouse as the Lord and giver of life, because Betty and I do not necessarily plan out several months worth of programming for this program, but we pray each and every month individually, usually in the Adoration Chapel, for some inspiration. And the last couple of months have been discussing the PNFPN conference this year, NFP, the best kept secret of the Catholic Church. Last month we had our son Greg on to discuss a business plan for marketing and promoting natural family planning. And now here we are in June, and it just segues right into the celebration for July to prepare for NFP Awareness Week. The reason why there is a celebration, I'll give you a little history. National NFP Week was begun several years ago by the American Academy of NFP, now known as the American Academy of Fertility Care Professionals, who come directly out of Creighton University Pope Paul VI Institute. And this special celebration is intended to focus attention on natural family planning in a variety of formats. And Betty has already mentioned the dates. The July date, which is probably, if you were going to pick a date to celebrate anything, any week in the summer is probably the worst date possible that you could pick, because everybody's on vacation and
it's
people are
truth.
Away at other
right.
other parishes going to mass and vacations and things
but,
like that. And,
but know. I suggest that when you go down the shore, because I know the parishes are packed at the shore, maybe we should go and we should target those parishes to ask the priests to speak about Humani Vitae during their homilies during that week. And speak about the feast of St. Anne and St. Joachim, and also to speak about natural family planning. And because that's where a lot of families together are vacationing. And that's a good, you know, good time to be able to speak about that. I think we should write letters to those parishes.
We'll do that.
I think we should.
St. Augustine's in Ocean City, New Jersey, here you come.
Yeah.
At any rate, as Betty mentioned, these dates were specifically selected because it celebrates the anniversary of the encyclical Humani Vitae. It was July 25th, 1968, that Pope Paul VI delivered that encyclical in France, and it created a major tidal wave of controversy, which is still ongoing in the Church. But the Catholic Church remains the only Christian church in the world that still espouses natural family planning as being the only valid and acceptable method of family planning of any other church, which all allow contraception. It also celebrates, as Betty mentioned, the feasts of Saints Joachim and Anne. The oldest stories on the lives of these two saints come from the apocryphal Gospel of James. And according to that source, Joachim and Anne married at about the age of 20. And at the age of 40, they still had not been successful in having a child. So much that they want a child that they went out into the desert together to fast and pray. There's a little hint for all of you who may be suffering from infertility or subfertility. One of the things that you can do, you don't necessarily have to go out into the desert, but fasting and prayer would be an excellent place to start. While Anne was praying, an angel appeared to her and said, "Anne, God has heard your prayer. You will conceive and bear a child, and the fruit of your womb will be honored by all the world." 9 months later, Anne gave birth to Mary, who is to be the mother of God. Joachim and Anne, who no doubt had anxiety over their supposed infertility, became parents and later grandparents. One might even wonder how they reacted to their daughter's pregnancy. Clearly, their lives aptly take in the fullness of married life with all of its joys and sufferings. The American Academy has asked the Diocesan Development Program for Natural Family Planning to take the lead in promoting NFP Awareness Week by designing and circulating appropriate resources. So Betty has a number and some information where you can access the poster that's available this year for Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. And so why don't you mention that telephone number and that website where they can get that poster?
The phone number to get a poster for your parish, for your home and school, you know,
pre-Cana. Use them for your classes. Use them all throughout the year, not just during the Awareness Week. But make sure, as Betty and I always say, do not just walk into your church or school and hang these on the bulletin board. Always use respectful passages of authority. Go to your pastor, go to your parish priest, and get their permission in order to be able to find out that you have their permission to hang the posters and put them up.
Okay, and the phone number is 1-866-582-0943, or you can email customer service at ifcweb.com. So these posters are only $2.75, and they have both English and Spanish. And again, to order the posters for your family life centers, your campus ministries, even hospitals, Catholic hospitals, your NFP classrooms, your marriage prep sites, even your doctor's office, give a call and order one. $2.75.
I actually order more than one. I ordered five.
Yeah.
And I have three for St. Ignatius in Yardley and two for my office And I go in and hang them up, one in my consultation room, one in the waiting room in my office, and then put one in each of the entrances at our church. And it'll stay up from the end of June till the end of July into August and till the end of NFP Awareness Week. And I'd like to share with you, the last 3 years I have written a letter, and this is one of the things that you all can do, and I would not only invite, but I would challenge you to consider doing this, and I mean this with all sincerity from the bottom of my heart, to write a letter to your priests and deacons and to send to them a copy of suggestions for preaching for the family during NFP week based on scripture that you can get from the United States Catholic Conference on Bishops website or the Diocesan Development Program website, and print them out. And this is the letter that I just recently sent just yesterday. Dear, and I won't use all the names of the priests and deacons at our parish, enclosed you will find some information and suggestions for homilies during NFP Awareness Week. The theme this year is life, a gift of married love. Stop and reflect on that for just a moment. When I told Betty what it was, she said to me immediately, "How beautiful."
Absolutely.
Life is supposed to be a gift of married love. How much does that say about our marriages and our love and our commitment to each other? The rest of the letter goes on to say, as in the past, I would request that you prayerfully consider a homily or two. I threw that in this year because the last 2 years they all did one, and Betty and I were both amazed at their response. A homily or two during that week on some aspect of the gift of life, and mention NFP. As you may be aware, NFP is the best kept secret of the Catholic Church. Our parish is blessed with an NFP ministry and 3 certified instructor couples in NFP. We offer 2 classes per year at our parish, and we instruct our pre-Cana and RCIA groups in NFP. Our pastor is the spiritual director of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. I truly believe that our parish is a beacon of light on NFP in the darkness of our culture of death. I thank God every day for our priests and deacons and respect how difficult it is for you to communicate the message of life and love to a diverse group in our pews every day at Mass. This year and this week marks the 39th anniversary of Humanae Vitae. I will request the church bulletin insert the week prior and have posters from the DDP to post marking the week. Thank you, and God bless you for your considerations. And in with this letter, I included a copy of the intercessions, which can be read during the prayer of the faithful, during Mass, any day during the week, and any week throughout the year. And Betty and I will alternate reading through some of these intercessions. But this is such a simple, easy thing for you to do. And if just one of you would hear the word and do it in your parish, and if this could just ripple through whatever the calling area of this radio station is for this parish, and you can get this information for free, and if only 10% or 20% of the clergy respond to the challenge and rise to the occasion through the intercession of the Holy Spirit to give these homilies, we could do so much year after year after year at spreading this message during this week, and maybe it will expand throughout the year.
And also, I do think, too, that a lot of Catholics only go to Mass on Sunday, and they're not big on reading Catholic publications. So, you know, there's a large, vast number out there that's going to Mass and listening to a homily is the only time they're ever going to hear this. So I think it's really important. And not only within a homily, within the prayers of the faithful. Let people know. Make sure during this week, if you are, you know, involved in your parish, have pamphlets at every one of your doors, so that when people leave and they hear those words, natural family planning, hopefully they will be able to pick up a pamphlet on it. You can call the Family Life Office and they would give you pamphlets for your parish. And they're more than happy to do that. So I think that that's really imperative to do. And I don't have their phone number right in front of me, but I will have that before the end of our show. And call your family life, call the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. If you're in Allentown Archdiocese, call them and find out where you can get some pamphlets on NFP available for that week of NFP awareness. But really, all the time, those pamphlets should be available in your parish. And there's also a website for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and they could give you the phone number for the Family Life Office there. phl.org. Okay? So give that a try. Call our phone number here, 215-345-1570.
Or go to the website for the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning mm-hmm. Network, which has links to all of these, and that's PNFPN.org. That's Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network.org. Or the radio station here at their website, and it's 1570 AM at HolySpiritRadio.org. Or you can call the number and leave a message, and they will extend the message to me, and we can get you any and all of the information that you may need for accessing any of this information. And as Betty mentioned, it is free. And our Family Life Office looks forward to getting the contact. And as we mentioned last month, when Greg was breaking down the population of Catholics in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, one group that we're looking to target right now are the unknowing believers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 39,000 Catholics in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia who attend Mass every Sunday or who are in pre-Cana or RCIA or other types of programs that they're already in church. So it costs nothing to be able to access these people. And so we need to pray and pray and pray as hard as we possibly can. And I can't emphasize, it may sound self-serving, but Betty and I truly believe that natural family planning is the foundation of family life. And we believe that families are the basis of our culture and our society. And we believe that we know that natural family planning creates good families and good marriages and good lives and good living. And we need this help desperately. And we have just deviated so far from this that we need to start bringing it around and bringing it back into focus. And we need to make people aware. There are so few people aware of natural family planning that this is the reason why the American Academy of Fertility Care Practitioners have asked the DDP to nationally advertise this throughout all the dioceses and come up with a celebratory week to celebrate this, because we need to make people aware. We need to make people know that NFP is out there and how important it is and what difference it can make in people's lives.
And also, a lot of parishes now are creating their own websites. So if your parish has a website, please ask them to promote natural family planning. Put a little blurb in there for Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. Put a little blurb in there that they can contact the Family Life Office for classes. Link to the Family Life Office. Link to the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. And all the classes will be listed there. And, you know, do your little part. Even if you can't do anything else, ask your parish website to also include this information.
Now, a couple of these intercessions, again, I'm challenging you to give us a call and let us know. I picked two out of approximately 10 that are listed on the DDP website for intercessions for the prayer of the faithful. And these two possibly might not fall very gently upon the ears of any given congregation at any Mass on any Sunday. So I want you to try to listen to these intercessory prayers and think about how you would respond if you were at Mass and you heard this prayer for the faithful.
Heavenly Father, convert the hearts of those who mistakenly rely on contraception. May they come to know and live your design for life and love. We pray to the Lord.
Now, you have to know that 87% of Catholics contracept, and about 37% of Catholics have been sterilized. It's no different than the general population. So on any given Sunday, at any given Mass, those numbers would be roughly commensurate with the attendance at that particular Mass, and so that intercessory prayer, gently delivered, would fall on the ears. And if you're out there, this is not a criticism or a condemnation of the person. This is just about the activity and the behavior and a prayer to try to lead us away from that behavior. Another that I would read that might fall not so softly on some of the ears, let us pray for all cohabiting couples that the example of the Holy Family and the intervention of loving friends and family may inspire them to marry in the church. We pray to the Lord. These two issues are probably two of the biggest issues that Betty and I see, especially in pre-Cana and with the young, that they just don't know about natural family planning. They just don't know about the sanctity of love and the sanctity of life. They just don't know about the teachings of the Catholic Church in reference to cohabitation and in reference to contraception and family planning. And so we need to pray for these issues. We need to make people aware of these issues in a gentle way, in a compassionate way. And this prayer as a community and buying of these posters and making your priests and deacons aware and challenging them to do homilies are just some of the things that you can do. One other thing that you can do, Betty mentioned the literature. And the literature that she mentioned were the brochures on natural family planning that are free from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia's Family Life Office. You can call the Family Life Office or go onto the website at pnfpn.org and click and notify them of about how many posters you would like to place, and they will send the posters to you for free. You can place them in the nave of your church. You can take them to your parish picnic. You can put them at the entrances of the different doors to your church. You can distribute them to the pre-Cana and RCIA teams if they don't already have them. And again, don't do any of this independently without permission of the pastors and the priests and the leaders of the ministries in your parish, because again, you want to do this respectfully and you want to do this lovingly, but you do want to get the message out. You don't have to say anything to anybody. They don't have to know where the pamphlets came from. The pamphlets will speak for themselves. You just have to make a phone call and you don't have to spend a dime, and they are available. The same is true for a lot of information and tapes from our 2004 conference, and Betty's going to mention to you some of these tapes which are still available. We did a conference in 2004 from the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, and these are all available still, and you can access them either through the PNFPN.org, the Philadelphia Catholic Medical Association, which is CATH, C-A-T-H, Med, M-E-D, Phila for Philadelphia, PHILA.org, or you can contact again and leave a message for the radio station. I have all the CDs in my house. So if you want them, I'll mail them to you. There is a charge associated with it, but Betty will read off some of the topics.
Right, and some of these topics were really wonderful. We have, and this is a great gift to give a priest, especially since it's going to be Father's Day, How to Give an NFP Homily by Father Tim Christie, and how to teach NFP to students, and how to teach couples NFP. Also, new approaches to presenting NFP. And when we had this conference, we had a homily on NFP by Justin Cardinal Vergali. So you need to do your little part and promote NFP with us. And you know what? I'm very curious to know. I would like anybody that's listening, when you go to Mass on Sunday, take a look around the back of your church where you keep all your little pamphlets and just check it out and see if there is anything in your church on natural family planning. And if there isn't, then you need to do your part and get these pamphlets going. We go to a lot of different parishes, and we check that out everywhere we go. And I would say maybe 50-50. It's not in every parish, and it should be. It's a Catholic teaching, and we need to promote that. And we need to let people understand what it is. Unfortunately, I think contraception is so ingrained in our society that people are raised as teenagers to want to contracept, and we have to stop that mentality. This shouldn't wait till marriage. Contraception needs to stop, and that's what's creating this cohabitation and creating abortion because they think it's going to be safe to use contraception. You can't wait till you're married to stop that contraceptive mentality. You're already ingrained in it. It needs to stop. It never needs to start. And we need to be, you know, more conscious and more aware of that. And, you know, every week there's something else new coming on the market. And it's so convincing and it's so evil at the same time. So we need to celebrate our bodies, celebrate our fertility, honor the sacredness of marriage, and stop being abusive to one another by using each other's sexuality. Instead, we should be self-giving within a marriage.
And now, we're about halfway through the program, and the challenge is still on. We haven't gotten any phone calls yet, so I guess there's nobody listening out there. Yeah. Or if they are, nobody has either heard a homily or has an opinion about it one way or the other. But we would invite you to give us a call quickly and just say, yes, I heard a homily. No, I haven't. I didn't like it. I liked it. The reason why you liked it, the reason why you didn't like it, whatever. You can be anonymous. You don't have to identify yourself. You don't have to tell us who gave the homily. You don't have to tell us it was 30 years ago or whatever. Just give us a call, 215-345-1570. Engage in the conversation. Engage in the exchange. We're here to communicate the word of love and the word of life. Through the Holy Spirit, and we just appreciate all of our listeners, whether you call in or not. But we're interested, and we'd like to get a little dialogue going here to see, you know, what people are thinking and why they're thinking it, and whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. We're willing to listen, just as long as you're respectful and don't yell at us too much. We're perfectly happy.
We could take it, really. Yeah. I have a little article here that Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta was interviewed about contraception, abortion, love, and natural family planning. And she says, I know that couples have to plan their families, and for that, there's natural family planning. The way to plan the family is natural family planning, not contraception. In destroying the power of giving life through contraception, a husband or a wife is doing something to self. This turns the attention to self, and so it destroys the gifts of love in him or her. In loving, the husband and wife must turn the attention to each other, as happens in natural family planning, and not to self, as happens in contraception. Once that living love is destroyed by contraception, abortion follows very easily. I also know that there's great problems in the world, that many spouses do not love each other enough to practice natural family planning. We cannot solve all the problems in the world, but let us never bring in the worst problems of all, and all that is to destroy love. This is what happens when we tell people to practice contraception and abortion. Now, the poor are very great people. They can teach us so many beautiful things. Once one of them came to thank us for teaching her natural family planning and said, "You people have practiced chastity. You are the best people to teach us natural family planning because it is nothing more than self-control out of love for each other." And what this poor person said is very true. These poor people maybe have nothing to eat, maybe they have not a home to live in, but they can still be great people when they are spiritually rich. So Mother Teresa was a great promoter of natural family planning, and she helped the women of India to understand their bodies and their fertility cycles, and it was a great gift to them. So we thank you, dear Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, soon to be saint.
Now, a few other things for Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. As I mentioned, there are suggestions for homilies for your priests and deacons in the material that comes from the Diocesan Development Program. And I just like to give you a sense of a flavor for how these homilies can be tied into and expanded into the theme of life and love and the theme of natural family planning. On July 25th is the Feast of St. James the Apostle, as well as the anniversary of the encyclical Humanae Vitae. And as you recall, James the Greater, as he is referred to, is one of the 12 who in the Gospels was on Mount Tabor and in the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus at privileged moments. The Gospel for that day is from Matthew 20, has him joining in the Apostles' reply to Jesus' quotation or question, "Can you drink the cup which I will drink?" And together they all said out loud, "We can." How brash is their promise, and yet how powerless they are with grace to accomplish it. The second reading from Paul's letter, second letter to the Corinthians, speaks to being earthen vessels who are fragile and imperfect, although we possess the treasure of God's power within us. So as we continue our reflection on the gift of marriage this week, we can only recall the bold reply of the couple on their wedding day, proclaiming to each other and to the world, when asked if they give themselves to each other, and they say, "I do," the same way that the apostles said, "We can," to Jesus' challenge. Such promise requires the power of love of the Lord at work in the fragile and imperfect lives as they live their marriage vows. This day is the 39th anniversary of the encyclical Humanae Vitae, in which he reaffirmed the church's teaching on artificial contraception. And I'll continue with this in a moment.
We had two phone calls. We lost one, and one was unable to be on the air. But we asked for phone calls. We got two phone calls. Unfortunately, we don't have them live, but here we go. We had Deborah from Wincote call, and she was responding to the survey that she never heard a homily on NFP. And I believe you. And then Lisa called and never heard a pro-life homily. And Lisa, if you're out there and you want to call back, please try to give us a call back. How sad is that?
Well, Betty and I just did a refresher class for a couple from a local parish, and he is a convert to Catholicism. He went through an RCIA program just recently, and his entire life he never knew what the church's teaching was on contraception. He never heard of natural family planning until just recently, even though he went through the RCIA program, I think he said 19 years ago, when he converted.
But and it was because he went to a marriage seminar, a Catholic marriage seminar, and it was a series of talks.
Right.
And it was being brought up, and not by the priest, but by, you know,
a lay couple.
Right. And, yeah, you know, as the laity, it really is, you know, our responsibility. John Paul II said, you know, go out and evangelize. We all need to do that. It's our responsibility as Catholics. If you know the truth, if you understand or you know about NFP, don't wait to hear it from your priest. They may not be comfortable. But if they're not, go to them and tell them, "Hey, Father, I know about natural family planning. It's okay. It's safe. It's wonderful. It enriches families. You need to speak about it." And encourage our priests to do that. We need to do that, and we also need to encourage our parishes to promote it with pamphlets and literature in the back of their church.
In fact, in 1996, Pope Paul, John Paul II, or now John Paul the Great, as I like to refer to him, gave a talk to NFP teachers in Rome. And his comment, and I'll just read a short quotation from his talk, "The moment has come for every parish and every structure of consultation and assistance to the family and to the defense of life to have personnel available who can teach married couples how to use the natural methods. And he goes on to talk about the scientific validity of those methods, their humanizing character. He refers to his own encyclical in Evangelium Vitae. And this is in 1996. This is 11 years ago that we were challenged. Every parish in every diocese. And Betty and I have a personal goal and a lifetime goal to try to get one couple in every parish, not to necessarily be an NFP instructor, but to be an NFP advocate, to be an NFP stand up and promote life, to get the brochures, put them in the back of the church, to encourage the priest and the deacons to give homilies, to ask for intercessory prayers for NFP, if not just this 1 week out of the year, out of the entire year, just one couple to promote and encourage and push the envelope for pro-life and pro-NFP a little bit, a few times throughout the year. You know, there in Father Tim Christie's homily that Betty referred to, he talked about the Feast of the Annunciation, the Feast of the Holy Family, the Feast of the Nativity, the Feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne, the Feast of Our Blessed Lady, the Feast of Humani Vitae. There are so many times throughout the year that it can come up in the readings and on the feast days that we celebrate in the church, that you could talk about families, you could talk about life, you could talk against contraception and mention NFP. And as Betty said, you priests and deacons, you don't have to teach NFP. We'll come teach it for you. We have the instructors. We have the speakers bureau at the Family Life Office in the Archdiocese, which just was implemented in January of 2007, a list of 25 or so couples who will go out to parishes and give a talk on NFP. If you don't have anybody in your parish right now, we'll expand out and we'll send the disciples out to your parishes.
Exactly.
To teach NFP. We'll go anywhere in the Archdiocese.
Well, also, too, you know, what concerns me is pre-Cana. A lot of, if you have pre-Cana in your parish, and not every parish has pre-Cana classes, but if you do, please, please ask or investigate to see if they have a portion, a good size portion of talks on natural family planning. This is a one-time opportunity to get to these young people, and so many parishes have pre-Cana and they just skip by it. They don't want to talk about it. Not only that, RCIA. So many parishes are not teaching the fullness of the faith by telling or teaching that contraception is against the Catholic Church and that their only method of family planning is natural family planning. Tell the RCIA people. They need to know this, and they need to spread this good news. This is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful, loving, enriching strength for your family, for your spouse, for your children. And we are not saying that you should, as Catholics, you should have as many children as you can possibly have. That's absolutely false. Our church teaches that we are to be responsible parents. And if we can't afford or are unable to care for multiple children, that's understandable. Then we want you to understand your fertility. And in a loving way, God has created us, and we do have the ability to understand our fertility. Don't be brainwashed by the contraceptive mentality.
And one of the main resistances to natural family planning, one of the excuses, one of the topics that constantly comes back at us is the argument about how intrusive abstinence is in people's lives. This is a term which is not often used in our current social and cultural behaviors, but the feeling is that the periods of abstinence are too much of a sacrifice. Our Lord Jesus taught us all something about sacrifice with his death on the cross. Abstinence is not obtrusive or intrusive and teaches self-control and self-respect and can make the coming together of the partners extra special. some time of the NFT program is dedicated to discussing abstinence. So all of these issues are part of it. We know that it's not a popular topic. We know that it's not well received. We have roughly estimates somewhere between 2 and 4% of the population that actually use NFP. I wish those 2 to 4% would start screaming to the rooftops so that maybe next year it could be 5% and the year after that it could be 6%. I'm not asking for 70 or 80 or 90%, although we'd like to get there, but I am asking for some increases.
Or and public awareness, yeah, more than anything. And I do think that things are starting to change a little bit. There is a little bit more awareness, and we just need to keep pushing this and encouraging people. You know, there are people in every single parish that are loving, faithful couples that are practicing NFP.
Whether they know it or not.
But they don't want to, they don't want to speak about it. They don't want to tell anybody. But we need them to stand up and say, you know what? I'm following the teachings of the church. I love my wife. I love my husband. I love my children. It's important to me. My family is the greatest gift that God has given me. And we need to be more vocal about that. We, in our society, hear all the sadness and the heartache and the hardship of these single-parent households, which is tremendous suffering. But we're not hearing the greatness of the wonderful family life that people have. We all taking it for granted, and we have to stop doing that. We have to stand up and say, yes, we are a family. We love each other. We care for each other, and we use NFP because we don't want to contracept in this contraceptive world.
And to revert back a little bit to that anniversary homily on Humanae Vitae in 1968, Pope Paul VI warned that the use of contraception would allow one spouse to treat the other more like an object than a person. And how much have we diminished personhood in our culture and our society and treat everybody as objects? He also predicted that in time, governments would be tempted to impose laws limiting family size. This is happening all over the world, especially in China and India. Further, John Paul II called attention to the very, very close association between contraception and abortion, noting that the negative values inherent in the contraceptive mentality are such that they strengthen the temptation to abortion where an unwanted life is conceived. So we pray on the feast day of St. James on July the 25th, that married couples will embrace God's grace to live their I do, the vow that they made at their marriage, at their wedding ceremony, in church, in front of witnesses and their family, and in front of God, though imperfect and fragile that we may be, that we will be challenged to embrace the church's teachings as they seek to love each other and be open to children. And this whole, I mean, this expands over into a whole bunch of other political topics. You know, there's discussions now about trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. And we just had a law that was passed prohibiting partial birth abortion at any time during pregnancy. And the government's taken a lot of heat over that. But a lot of pro-lifers are espousing that as being a step in the direction of overturning Roe v. Wade and getting back to a culture of life. And we got a long way to go, but it all begins at the bottom of the ladder with taking that first step in recognizing the sanctity of human sexuality, the holiness of human sexuality, and what we are called to as creatures that are created by God, persons alive from the very moment of fertilization and conception until our time of natural death. We need to get away from redefining marriage. We need to get away from redefining family. We need to get away from euthanasia and assisted suicide and abortion and all these things, all stemming from contraceptive mentality and all leading to the culture of death. And the battle axe, the battle cry that we can use to crack this shell that encompasses all this negative culture of death is natural family planning. And so we need to try it. We just would encourage you. You know, we would give us a call. We got 7 minutes left in the program. 215-345-1570. Anybody, NFP teacher, NFP instructor, anybody that uses NFP, anybody that's heard a class on NFP, anybody that's heard a homily on NFP, give us a call. Tell us what you think. Give us your opinion. We know you're out there. We know you're listening. We know it's Friday afternoon. We know it's June. But we need to preach every day of the year. We need to evangelize every day of the year. We have so many tools, so many gifts, so many things that our church provides us at our disposal. We're just here to scratch the surface and let some of the crumbs fall through these radio waves. Hopefully they'll fall in your lap, and instead of brushing them off, you'll pick some of them up and nibble on them a little bit and put them in your heart. And maybe you won't do it this year, but maybe you'll do it next year or the year after that. But this is only the 15th of June. You have 5 weeks before NFP Awareness Week in July. And all it takes is one phone call, one email to get some of this information and go to your parish and promote it. And next month we're going to ask for anybody to call in that did something to tell us what they did and what kind of response they got. And if your pastor blows you off and says, absolutely not, we're not going to hang the posters, give us a call and let us know. We don't need to know his name. We don't need to know what parish. We just need to know that we need to pray harder for that parish and do it again at every feast day, at every opportunity throughout the year, on every occasion that has anything to do with families, anything to do with family life, anything to do with any homily that comes up. You know, go back to them and say, well, Father, would you do it again now? Would you consider giving a homily now? Father, it's the Feast of the Nativity. It's Christmas. Can you give us a gift and give us a homily on family life or NFP or anything like that? So we have a caller by the name of Barbara from Bucks County. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Hi, how you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you? Thanks for
Pretty
calling.
Good. I wanted to comment on your survey. I have never heard a homily on NFP, which is sad.
Not a surprise to us, but we're now 3-0 for people who have never heard NFP.
I practice NFP, and when I go to my OBGYN, who is Catholic, he gives me a frown and says, do you want, you know, contraception because I'm older? And I asked him if he was Catholic, and he said yes. And I said, you know, you prescribe contraception? And he said yes, and I do sterilizations as well.
Well,
and my response to him was, shame on you then.
Well, there's a great tape out from One More Soul that has the testimony and witness of 18 individuals, the majority of whom are OBGYNs, and one of them a local priest that talks to and speaks to OBGYNs converting their practices and converting their lives. And you are speaking to one of those OBGYNs who did contraception and sterilization for over 21 years. And I wasn't challenged by a patient, but I was challenged by a priest. And as a result of that challenge, and through the grace of God and through his constant persistence in sending me some tapes and sending me an encyclical to read and inviting me to an NFP class, I converted my life 7 years ago over to NFP. So don't give up. and use access to these things. You know, just drop off a brochure or just leave a copy of the tape, One More Soul, actually send it to you for free.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this witness and testimony of these individuals, some bishops, some priests, but mostly OBGYNs, and why they change their practice over. And usually it's as a result of a challenge from a patient. So don't give up.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah. So thank you very much for calling, and thanks for your input.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care and God bless. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Well, we're winding down to just a little less than a minute, so we'd like to end up by saying thank you for listening. Please keep in mind NFP Awareness Week, July 22nd to July 28th. And Betty, if you'll close with a prayer to Our Lady, asking for her intercession in our aid in challenging and converting this culture of death to a culture of life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And most sacred heart of Jesus,
pray for us.
And immaculate heart of Mary,
pray for us. And have a great Father's Day, and we'll see you back here next month. Take care. God bless.
God bless, everyone. Thank you.